This recording accompanies the language ab initio specimen examination, paper 2, listening comprehension for English.
Cet enregistrement accompagne le spécimen d'épreuve de langue ab initio, épreuve 2, compréhension orale d'anglais.
Esta grabación acompaña el examen de muestra de lengua ab initio, prueba 2. Comprensión auditiva de inglés.
The start and end of each audio text will be indicated by this sound.
Le début et la fin de chaque texte audio seront indiqués par ce son.
El inicio y el final de cada texto de audio se indicarán con este sonido.
The end of the examination will be indicated by this sound.
La fin de l'examen sera indiquée par ce son.
El final del examen se indicará con este sonido.
Text A. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions. Text A. You will hear a presenter of a TV cooking competition speaking to the studio audience.
Welcome to the Young Cooks Contest. Please give a warm welcome to our special judge, Eric Martin. Last week, our young contestants prepared a dessert. Peter's apple tart was full of flavor, but the winner of the week, Janet, made a cake both beautiful to look at and to eat. Chocolate, strawberries, and cream. It was the ideal cake to impress the judges. Tonight, our cooks must create a soup with three ingredients: carrots, chicken, and tomatoes. The soup will be judged on taste and must also be healthy. The first prize is a trip of a lifetime to France. This will include a 2-week course in a cooking school and then working for a month as an assistant cook in a 5-star restaurant. So, let us welcome back our 6 participants. Remember, contestants, you can also use any spices you want from our TV studio kitchen. So let's begin. You have 20 minutes to prepare your ingredients and 40 minutes to cook. And your time starts now.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Welcome to the Young Cooks Contest. Please give a warm welcome to our special judge, Eric Martin. Last week, our young contestants prepared a dessert. Peter's apple tart was full of flavor, but the winner of the week, Janet, made a cake both beautiful to look at and to eat. Chocolate, strawberries, and cream. It was the ideal cake to impress the judges. Tonight, our cooks must create a soup with three ingredients: carrots, chicken, and tomatoes. The soup will be judged on taste and must also be healthy. The first prize is a trip of a lifetime to France. This will include a 2-week course in a cooking school and then working for a month as an assistant cook in a 5-star restaurant. So, let us welcome back our 6 participants. Remember, contestants, you can also use any spices you want from our TV studio kitchen. So let's begin. You have 20 minutes to prepare your ingredients and 40 minutes to cook. And your time starts now.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a third and final time.
Welcome to the Young Cooks Contest. Please give a warm welcome to our special judge, Eric Martin. Last week, our young contestants prepared a dessert. Peter's apple tart was full of flavor, but the winner of the week, Janet, made a cake both beautiful to look at and to eat. Chocolate, strawberries, and cream. It was the ideal cake to impress the judges. Tonight, our cooks must create a soup with three ingredients: carrots, chicken, and tomatoes. The soup will be judged on taste and must also be healthy. The first prize is a trip of a lifetime to France. This will include a 2-week course in a cooking school and then working for a month as an assistant cook in a 5-star restaurant. So, let us welcome back our 6 participants. Remember, contestants, you can also use any spices you want from our TV studio kitchen. So let's begin. You have 20 minutes to prepare your ingredients and 40 minutes to cook. And your time starts now.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. Text B. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions. Text B. You will hear a conversation between two students about their plans for the next year.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, John.
What a surprise. I haven't seen you since we met at the school badminton competition last month. What are you up to?
I finished school a while ago, and I'm taking a gap year before I go to university. It's nice not to rush into university.
Lucky you. I finished school too, but I start university next week. But what exactly are you going to do during your gap year?
Well, there is an organisation that arranges volunteer camps abroad for young people. I applied to work in a national park in Kenya, and I was accepted. I start in 2 weeks.
But travelling to do volunteer work could be very expensive. Just think about the plane fares.
It's not that bad. I get a student discount, and volunteer work is worth doing. It will also look great on my CV when I apply to become a teacher later. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going straight to university to study maths. I'm still not sure what I'll do after that, but I do not want to be a teacher. So, what will you do when you come back?
I will look for work to earn some money before I start university.
What kind of work will you look for?
In a restaurant, probably. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to rush off. I'm having lunch with Susan today. Let's catch up later this week. What about going to see the latest superhero film?
That sounds great.
OK. I'll call you to confirm the time of the film. Take care. See you soon.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, John.
What a surprise. I haven't seen you since we met at the school badminton competition last month. What are you up to?
I finished school a while ago, and I'm taking a gap year before I go to university. It's nice not to rush into university.
Lucky you. I finished school too, but I start university next week. But what exactly are you going to do during your gap year?
Well, there is an organisation that arranges volunteer camps abroad for young people. I applied to work in a national park in Kenya, and I was accepted. I start in 2 weeks.
But travelling to do volunteer work could be very expensive. Just think about the plane fares.
It's not that bad. I get a student discount, and volunteer work is worth doing. It will also look great on my CV when I apply to become a teacher later. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going straight to university to study maths. I'm still not sure what I'll do after that, but I do not want to be a teacher. So, what will you do when you come back?
I will look for work to earn some money before I start university.
What kind of work will you look for?
In a restaurant, probably. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to rush off. I'm having lunch with Susan today. Let's catch up later this week. What about going to see the latest superhero film?
That sounds great.
Okay. I'll call you to confirm the time of the film. Take care. See you soon.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a third and final time.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, John.
What a surprise. I haven't seen you since we met at the school badminton competition last month. What are you up to?
I finished school a while ago, and I'm taking a gap year before I go to university. It's nice not to rush into university.
Lucky you. I finished school too, but I start university next week. But what exactly are you going to do during your gap year?
Well, there is an organisation that arranges volunteer camps abroad for young people. I applied to work in a national park in Kenya, and I was accepted. I start in 2 weeks.
But travelling to do volunteer work could be very expensive. Just think about the plane fares.
It's not that bad. I get a student discount, and volunteer work is worth doing. It will also look great on my CV when I apply to become a teacher later. So, what are you going to do?
I'm going straight to university to study maths. I'm still not sure what I'll do after that, but I do not want to be a teacher. So, what will you do when you come back?
I will look for work to earn some money before I start university.
What kind of work will you look for?
In a restaurant, probably. Oh, I'm sorry. I have to rush off. I'm having lunch with Susan today. Let's catch up later this week. What about going to see the latest superhero film?
That sounds great.
Okay. I'll call you to confirm the time of the film. Take care. See you soon.
You now have 2 minutes to finish answering the questions. text C. You now have 3 minutes to read the questions. Text C. You will hear an interview with the director of a school about his decision to ban mobile phones in school.
Good morning, Mr. Robert.
Good morning.
Why have you decided that students cannot use mobile phones in the school?
Well, as you know, mobile phones make life in the classroom difficult. Students text their friends, they check for photos, and even answer phone calls. There are also dangers, like cyberbullying and cheating in exams.
I understand. But can mobile phones be useful for teaching?
Yes. Mobile phones are an excellent tool for education. However, a school computer or tablet is just as effective.
Do you not think that both computers and mobile phones can stop students from studying?
Of course they can. But in our school, students can only use the internet sites that the teacher chooses. Therefore, students can concentrate on their studies.
Interesting. But what happens when students really must call their parents?
That is not a problem. During the school day, students can ask a secretary to make a phone call. After school hours, we have several teachers who stay at school to handle any emergencies.
So, how can the school be sure that students will follow the rules?
During the first month, we will ask students to show us the content of their bags to check for phones. We will remind them of the new rule if they have a mobile with them. If the student brings a mobile phone a second time, we will take the phone away.
What are the consequences for students if they continue to bring a mobile phone to school with them?
I, as the director of the school, will send a letter to the student and to the parents to tell them that this is not acceptable.
And do you think that this will be successful?
Well, any new rule needs patience. Students know that our decision is meant to help them. I am optimistic that no one will protest against our decision in the future.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Robert.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a second time.
Good morning, Mr. Robert.
Good morning.
Why have you decided that students cannot use mobile phones in the school?
Well, as you know, mobile phones make life in the classroom difficult. Students text their friends, they check for photos, and even answer phone calls. There are also dangers, like cyberbullying and cheating in exams.
I understand. But can mobile phones be useful for teaching?
Yes. Mobile phones are an excellent tool for education. However, a school computer or tablet is just as effective.
Do you not think that both computers and mobile phones can stop students from studying?
Of course they can. But in our school, students can only use the internet sites that the teacher chooses. Therefore, students can concentrate on their studies.
Interesting. But what happens when students really must call their parents?
That is not a problem. During the school day, students can ask a secretary to make a phone call. After school hours, we have several teachers who stay at school to handle any emergencies.
So, how can the school be sure that students will follow the rules?
During the first month, we will ask students to show us the content of their bags to check for phones. We will remind them of the new rule if they have a mobile with them. If the student brings a mobile phone a second time, we will take the phone away.
What are the consequences for students if they continue to bring a mobile phone to school with them?
I, as the director of the school, will send a letter to the student and to the parents to tell them that this is not acceptable.
And do you think that this will be successful?
Well, any new rule needs patience. Students know that our decision is meant to help them. I am optimistic that no one will protest against our decision in the future.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Robert.
You now have 2 minutes before you hear the recording for a third and final time.
Good morning, Mr. Robert.
Good morning.
Why have you decided that students cannot use mobile phones in the school?
Well, as you know, mobile phones make life in the classroom difficult. Students text their friends, they check for photos, and even answer phone calls. There are also dangers, like cyberbullying and cheating in exams.
I understand. But can mobile phones be useful for teaching?
Yes. Mobile phones are an excellent tool for education. However, a school computer or tablet is just as effective.
Do you not think that both computers and mobile phones can stop students from studying?
Of course they can. But in our school, students can only use the internet sites that the teacher chooses. Therefore, students can concentrate on their studies.
Interesting. But what happens when students really must call their parents?
That is not a problem. During the school day, students can ask a secretary to make a phone call. After school hours, we have several teachers who stay at school to handle any emergencies.
So, how can the school be sure that students will follow the rules?
During the first month, we will ask students to show us the content of their bags to check for phones. We will remind them of the new rule if they have a mobile with them. If the student brings a mobile phone a second time, we will take the phone away.
What are the consequences for students if they continue to bring a mobile phone to school with them?
I, as the director of the school, will send a letter to the student and to the parents to tell them that this is not acceptable.
And do you think that this will be successful?
Well, any new rule needs patience. Students know that our decision is meant to help them. I am optimistic that no one will protest against our decision in the future.
Thank you so much for your time, Mr. Robert.
You now have the rest of the time to finish answering the questions.